I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, a stray calico cat was brought into the Animal Shelter Assistance Program, or ASAP, in Santa Barbara County, California last month. As part of their normal procedure, she was scanned, and sure enough, she had a microchip implanted. It was registered to Josie Gower, who was one of the victims of the massive mudslide 3 years ago that devastated the area and killed 23 people. But thanks to that microchip, they were able to contact her family and reunite Patches with Josie's partner, Norm. It's estimated that one of every three pets would get lost during their lifetime. Experts say only 15% of dogs and 2% of cats that enter animal shelters as strays are reunited with their owners. A collar with a tag is still a good idea, although collars can come off. What brought Patches home was that microchip, a high-tech device that is no larger than a grain of rice. It contains a unique code that can be read by a microchip scanner. It identifies the company that made it and allows that company to look up the owner in its registry. Most animal shelters and veterinarians have scanners that can detect the microchips. The chips are implanted under the animal's skin, usually between the shoulder blades, using a special injection device much like a syringe. The procedure is relatively painless, requiring no anesthetic or special care. It will last for the life of the animal, and there's no danger to the pet because the microchip has no batteries or moving parts. Josie's family assumed Patches had died along with her owner. No one knows where Patches has been for the past 3 years, but it was clear that she and Norm are happy to be reunited. Ask your veterinarian about having your pet microchipped. It's just another way to say, I love you. I don't want to lose you, ever. And it can lead to happy reunions like the one this week with Patches and Norm, even after 3 years, when you're speaking of pets.